I wonder how many of us can identify with the words spoken to the prophet Ezekiel today in our first reading. How many of us have had to challenge someone who we loved and cared about? How many of us have had to speak when the right thing was to speak, and yet that was a difficult thing, a difficult message, and maybe wasn't welcome? That's a hard thing for us to do at times. This was the task that was given to the prophet Ezekiel. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you, we hear. Well, thanks, Lord. Wonderful. By our baptism, we all share in this prophetic character of Jesus Christ. We're sent. As prophets, we're sent out. The church exists to send out her members into the world to proclaim the good news, the teachings of God, the saving message of God. When we leave the doors of the church, we're entering missionary territory. Do we see it that way? Are we aware of that? That we have this missionary sort of call to go out to proclaim? Who are the people? Who are the people to whom we are sent as their prophet? Who are those people for you? Who would you say needs to hear the good news? And maybe on another level, who is most open to the good news? Who is it that you know is, struggling to live their Catholic faith? Who do you know who is no longer, attending Mass or maybe living the life of a Catholic? Who needs to be encouraged or challenged? I'm sure we all know people in our lives who are in this place. Who comes to mind when you think about that? Who are the people that come to mind? Can you picture yourself sharing God's message with them? And what do you think their response would be? Maybe that's a challenging thing to consider. God says to Ezekiel regarding those to whom he sent him, whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. People think about that, and they say that when you come in the door, oh, here's the prophet. He or she is among us. It's wonderful to have you here with us. Maybe that's not how we imagine it, but maybe we should. Maybe we should think about that. We're prophets. It's as if God is saying, they will respond according to their own choice. That's true. I don't expect that of you, that you would make their choice for them. But as for you, the only thing that matters for you is to speak my message, to speak my words. It's kind of the Mother Teresa mindset, I would say. She often said, God has not called me to be successful. He's called me to be faithful. So, in other words, it's more about us doing what God asks us rather than us being concerned about how people are going to respond or receive that message. And yet, we are so easily discouraged, aren't we? It's easy to get discouraged. Easy to be kind of meek and humble and when we know that our words maybe aren't going to be received very well, I can relate to that. It can be hard. And, can find ourselves kind of being sheepish or maybe I won't talk about that because nobody likes to hear that. Or maybe I'll just say the nice things that everybody likes to hear, right? That's a great way to be popular, and I just want to focus on those things. So it can be tempting, and it can be easy to kind of slip into that and to fail to speak our prophetic message that maybe God is putting on our hearts. How obedient are we to this role of being prophets that we have received by our baptism? One of the challenges of being a prophet, especially to people we know, I would say, is that they know our faults, right? Well, Father, we know all about you, God, and you're not as holy as you ought to be or as you think you are and so forth. It can be hard, right? When people are family members, when I go home, it's not like, oh, here comes Father Eli. It's like, oh, hi, Elias. Good to see you again. Welcome. Could you go do the dishes over there? Right back at it. Right back at it, right? I'm a kid again. So sometimes it's hard to preach or hard to be a prophet to the people in our lives that are close to us. And yet oftentimes these are the people, right, that God puts in our lives that need to hear the message. And so we got to have that courage. St. Paul kind of talks about this a little bit today, about his weakness, his own weaknesses that he alludes to. He doesn't say exactly what it is. But he says, I had this thing and I asked God to take it away. And what does God say to him? My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. Again, we might say, well, gosh, Lord, wasn't exactly the answer I was looking for. Maybe some encouragement or something. Well, my grace is sufficient for you. That should be enough. And in a sense, it seems that God is saying, I like having a weak vessel. A desirable thing is that you proclaim this, and it's not your message or your charisma or your popularity or your something about you that strikes the heart, but it's rather the word itself, the message itself, that rings true in our hearts. And so we see this, St. Paul struggling with this, and we too might struggle with this at times. You know, I'm not worthy, I'm not able to speak. How can I speak? I'm a sinner, I'm a person who isn't perfect. I don't practice my faith perfectly either. How can I talk about somebody else? Well, I guess God is inviting us to be that weak, frail vessel. And yet God works through us. It's amazing, isn't it, that God uses flesh and blood, human beings, to speak his message in the world. So do we trust this enough to be prophets? Do we trust that reality that God is calling us to be a prophet? Do we actually believe that God has called us to be prophets and that he wishes to speak through us? Do I trust that? Do I believe that? By our baptism, we have what we need to be those prophets. Who is it that you're called to speak the prophetic message to in your life? And what is that message that needs to be spoken? You know, God won't hold us responsible for how people respond, but he will hold us responsible if we fail to speak. That's true for you, it's true for me. So let's have courage, let's fulfill our prophetic calling to be a prophet. Find those to whom you are sent and speak to them the message of truth.